a word for you from Jeremiah 31 verse 15. This is what the Lord says, a voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because her children are no more. We've been looking at Christmas prophecies, how God through the Old Testament prophesied hundreds of times that Jesus was to be born, the Savior, with great detail from Genesis chapter 3 already, right through that he would be born from the house of David in Bethlehem, born of a virgin, etc. Now, here we look at a sad part, but which is still part of the joy of the Savior, because it fulfills exactly what God said, and it shows his victory as well. Because it is fulfilled, as we read in Matthew chapter 2, verses 16 to 18, where God inspires the apostle to write down exactly the fulfillment of this prophecy in Jeremiah, where it says, when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Indeed, when Jesus was born, all the forces of hell came out against him. It's as if though Satan took out every last soldier. His final great attack on God's plan of salvation to attack our Lord Jesus himself. Remember that there are many hints in the Old Testament, sometimes reflected in the New Testament as well, that Lucifer in heaven, when he rebelled against God, it was a rebellion against the Son of God, perhaps jealous because of Jesus Christ in heaven already, and cast down to earth, he did his best to bring enmity between people and God, their Savior. Instead, God said, I will bring enmity in Genesis chapter 3 between you, Lucifer, and my people. And even if it is through weeping, even if it is through the hatred of Satan, God does his work. God refuses to be blocked by all of Herod's plans and all his killing and ruthless attacks. God will be victorious. The Savior is truly born.